who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday evening, December 28, 1987. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Harris of Bentonville, Texas, greets us before Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, comes to bring the teaching of the evening.
Oh, let's lift up holy hands, magnify His name, and worship Him. Oh, let's lift up holy hands.
Praise and worship Him. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Jack Harris to come up and greet us before Tommy comes, Brother Cook comes and ministers to us this evening. Brother Harris.
I've been somewhere every week. just watching the goodness of the Lord. Some tremendous things are happening. Tremendous. It's a real move. There's a real move of God in the land today. And I'm expecting great things. I tell you, as we come to the end of this year and look forward to another, this has been a bad year for me, or it would seem so. I never thought I could get to the end of this year and declare that it's just been a great year, but I have. Hallelujah. I have to declare that it's just been a great year, and for the first about the first 4 months of it, it just didn't look to me like it. I was going to get to declare anything at the end of it. I had the hardest time I ever had, but right in the midst of all of it, God spoke. And people wrote me letters from all over the nation, and I think some that wasn't in the nation, and honestly, I've got them all on my file now, and you can just go there and just flick through and just pick out any one you want and read it, and you read them all. And then the prophets would come by, and all the prophecies were basically the same, and the Lord told me that I had just if it had been me saying it, I'd just said, you just drove yourself in the ground, boy. And everybody was admonishing me to slow down. So I slowed down. I just feel like it's been a great, great year. And of course, it's not over yet, but it's coming pretty close to that, isn't it? And I just so thrilled. I was, we were here in November, and I got this on my mind, Brother Gene and Earlene Moody, they did a teaching on, they taught on several, they touched several subjects, but they touched on AIDS, very frank teaching, and I was very impressed. I thought that everybody ought to have a copy of that. So I contact the superintendent of the high school at home, and I received his permission to give every student one if they want it. But I hadn't, and I'm in the process of running them off. I see y'all here, and if it's with y'all's permission, Brother Glenn, and I'd just make about 400 copies and just. You know, it's kind of, they don't like for you to get too religious at school, but he said, well, if you stand at the door and pass them out, I know that everybody will take one. And I'll stand there and do it.
Well, let's stand again. Hear me? Hey, Lord, tonight we thank you again for this night, Lord. We thank you for what you've done today in the midst of your people. Lord, we thank you for deliverance and healing and all that you've done. Father, again tonight as we approach the Word, we ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us, Lord, tonight. Open our hearts again to receive the Word of God, Lord. Lord, minister life to us as we minister, we pray. And we thank you for it. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to Revelation tonight. For I'm in the midst of thee to do a work, saith the Lord. Know that in this hour I, the Lord God, do a work in the earth. And yea, the Lord would warn thee and say that in the hour ahead, in the days ahead, thou shalt see the wickedness abounding on every hand. But I, the Lord thy God, shall come forth in my people. For I've said in my word that gross darkness shall cover the people. But yea, at that time my spirit, my glory shall come upon thee. So rest thou in me and know that this night the Lord is with thee, and that the Lord has brought thee to this place at this time to hear what the Spirit is saying to thee. So hearken thou to the Lord this night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I want to look down to verse 15. Verse 15, 16, and 17 of Revelation chapter 12. I believe in the ministry of deliverance. I remember when it came to Tulsa in the 60s and 70s, Brother Frank and I got involved in some of it. I remember one time we had a meeting in the Hilton Inn there, about 500 people, and him and I were about the last to leave. I remember that. And I've always believed in deliverance. I used to move some in it, but I've never doubted it. I've always believed it. And I believe that many of our sonship groups and churches should get more involved in deliverance. Praise the Lord. And I believe they will eventually as we pray. Don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Chapter 12, and I thank God for Lake Hamilton because, you know, the kingdom is preached here with deliverance. Chapter 12, verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth something. Now, here in chapter 12, there is three things. There's the tail of the dragon, which we kind of shared on a little bit the other night. There is the face of the dragon, and yet there is the mouth of the dragon. And so here tonight, we're seeing something coming out of his mouth. The serpent cast out of his mouth. How many know the serpent is a spirit? Satan is a spirit, isn't that right? And yet he has a mouth. And out of his mouth, it says, water as a flood came out after the church, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. How many believe that Satan wants to destroy the church? He wants to destroy everyone in this room if he could. But how many believe that God is going to intervene in his church? Hallelujah. Now, I don't mean that we can just sit down and do nothing and expect to be spared. I believe there's warfare, don't you? I believe we need to know how to war against the enemy. And I believe we need to know our place in God and get in it and move in our God. But he said that this flood's coming after the woman to carry her away of this flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth. Notice the earth has a mouth as well. And swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of its mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you tonight, if you're keeping God's commandments, and if you have the testimony of Jesus, he's after you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So there is a flood coming forth. Now, turn with me to some scriptures. Turn to Revelation 16. Now, Brother Pittman can talk about this more than I can, because he saw some of it. But look in chapter 16 and look in verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial, here's a judgment, upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils. These frog-like creatures, he said, are spirits of devils working miracles. Now, I believe we've come to a time that we must have great discernment within the church, or within us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To know in this hour the true miracles from the false. Because I'm telling you, this flood of filth, these false miracles, is going to come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and the false prophet. Now, but I want to show you a positive note here. Turn to chapter 10. We'll come right back here in just a minute. Go to chapter 10 of Revelation, quickly, please. And look in chapter 10, and it's, I won't go into all this, but I just want to show you a couple things. Verse 1, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, coming out of the spirit realm, and he was clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was up on his head, his face as it were the sun. How many know that Jesus' face shone as the sun in Matthew 17?
Yes.
But how many know it also says that God's people will also shine as the sun in the kingdom? There's a people coming into his image. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And notice, and his feet as pillars of fire. Fire speaks of testing and so forth. And I believe, first of all, it speaks of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But I believe there is a feet company being revealed in this hour. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's going to, well, I won't go into that. Verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on what? Now look at that. One foot on the sea, one foot on the earth. And, of course, there were thunders thundered and so forth. All right, now look in chapter 13 of Revelation. Let's look at this just a little bit in Revelation 13. Let's look at this a foot on the sea and the foot on the earth. Chapter 13 of Revelation. Verse 1. Notice what John said. I stood upon the sand of the what?
Sea.
And saw a beast rise up. Notice, rising up out of the sea, out of humanity, having seven heads, ten horns. All right? So he's coming out of what? He's coming out of the sea. He's coming out of the water, isn't he? Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Out of the sea. Now look down in verse chapter 13. Look at verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. This is the false prophet ministry. And he had two horns like a lamb. Two horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. He's got dragon breath. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what am I saying? Back to chapter 10 now. Look back in chapter 10. He said this one, and smash to the feet, and Satan shall be bruised under our feet. Shortly, in verse 2, it said, this one, hallelujah, took the book, yet he put his foot on the sea and on the earth. And I declare there's a feet company that's going to overcome the beast, hallelujah, and the false prophet ministry, and it shall be under their feet, hallelujah. Can you say amen? Now go back just a minute to chapter Revelation, chapter 16. Let's go back there. We're seeing here in this verse, in chapter 16, that these unclean spirits, like frogs, are coming out of the mouth of the dragon. That's what we saw in chapter 12. Out of the mouth of the dragon, these unclean spirits are going out, and as well as the beast and the false prophet, to do something, to work miracles. Notice verse 14, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Yes.
Now, many people say Armageddon is Third World War. And I mean, you can agree or disagree, it doesn't matter to me. But I believe there's coming a war before this Armageddon battle in the world. Even I believe some of it will touch our shores. But I believe there's coming a war. And I know of a man that had a vision of it, and he saw it from Seattle to New York. And so I believe that this thing is heading up. These spirits are going out to the kings of the earth here, though, to bring them to that great day of God Almighty. But verse 15, he said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Praise the Lord. Now, go back to chapter 13 of Revelation. Let's look at this flood just a minute. I believe personally it's a flood of lies. It's a flood of filth that's coming against the people of God. Chapter 13. Look in verse here with me again. Let's just look in verse 2 and go through 7. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. And I told you the other night in Daniel, the leopard kingdom was the Grecian Empire. His feet as the feet of a bear. And we said a part of that speaks of Iran. And the mouth of a lion that speaks of old Babylon or Iraq today. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. Verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death. How many heads did he have? 7 heads. One of his heads were wounded unto death. Hallelujah. Turn just a minute to Isaiah 52, just a second. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to preach as I hear the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? Isaiah 52. Well, actually, 51. 51:9. 51:9. Listen to what it says. Awake, awake.
Yes.
That's what God's telling us, isn't it, as a church? Awake, awake. Put on strength. How you going to put on strength? By waiting on God. Oh, arm of the Lord. How many know without an arm you wouldn't have a hand?
Right.
Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and what? Wounded the dragon. Hallelujah. Now, look in chapter 52, verse 1. Let's see who he's talking about. 52:1. Awake, awake. Well, God's not sleeping, but many of us are in some areas, aren't we?
Yes.
Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Praise the Lord. So God's admonishing Zion to put on the garments. And yet he says, awake, awake. And he's saying that to that arm of the Lord who's wounding the dragon. Now turn to Isaiah 26. No, 27. 27. Isaiah 27, verse 1. In that day, the Lord with a sore and great and strong sword. How many believe God's got a strong sword?
Amen.
How many know it's in a people?
Amen.
There's a people becoming the Word. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And notice, this sword shall punish Leviathan, that piercing serpent. Even Leviathan, that crooked serpent. Hallelujah. How many know he's crooked? More ways than one. And he shall slay the dragon in the sea. in humanity.
Yes.
Amen. And if you look over to verse 6, I believe God uses these people in verse 6. He shall cause them that come of Jacob, that would say the natural there, to take root. Israel, God's people, the church, shall what? Blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit.
Yes.
That's the people God's going to use, I believe.
Amen.
And going to slay the dragon in the sea. Praise the Lord. Let's go back now to Revelation. It says here in chapter 13, he said in verse 3, one of his heads was wounded to death. One of the seven heads were wounded. I could get in and teach on that. Take quite a while to do it. But there is a wound to death, and his deadly wound was healed.
Yes.
And all the world wondered after the beast.
Uh-huh.
Now people say, well, why do you talk so much about the beast? Well, because Paul said that the day of the Lord will not come except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Is that Bible?
Amen.
Amen. And so we see the world is wandering after the beast. Verse 4. And they worship the dragon. Did you hear that? They worship the dragon. How many know that's happening now?
Yes.
Not something where that's happening now.
Yes.
Notice, they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who's like the beast, who's able to make war with him. Who's able to do it? The question is asked. Hallelujah. Well, let me show you something. Turn back to Revelation 11 just a minute. How many know you're not just going to play patty cake with this beast system? Huh? Look back in chapter 11. I'm going to show you there's a people here who have a conflict. God's going to use them mightily because they are God's two witnesses, God's prophets, and so forth. And I won't go into all that, but I want you to look in verse 7. We'll go back to verse 7. Look at these two prophets, these two witnesses. These have power to shut heaven. How many know Elijah had that power in the Old Testament? That it rain not in the days of the prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood. Who did that in the Old Testament? Yes, Moses. And to smite the earth with all the plagues as often as they will. But look at verse 7. And when they shall have done something, finished their testimony. Finished their testimony. Anybody want to finish your testimony? Hallelujah. The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their bodies shall lie in the street. So when we're talking about the beast, we're not talking about just laying down and playing church, are we? There is warfare in the time of the beast. Now, back in Revelation 13, it says here, look in verse 5 now. Notice here. And there was given unto him, this beast, a mouth. Now we said the mouth of the dragon is going to cast a flood after the woman. Is that right?
Yes.
And then we said there's going to be these frogs come out of the beast, out of Satan's mouth and the false prophet, also to bring false miracles and to bring war. And yet right here it said he opened his mouth in blasphemy. No, verse 5. There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. So it is a flood of filth that's coming out. Amen? Hallelujah. And I believe we're seeing it. Even now. Turn to John chapter 8. Look at one scripture here with me.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 8. But we're going to see more of it as the woman goes into the wilderness, aren't we? I mean, over in Revelation, the woman is in the wilderness. The man-child's been caught up. And God's using the man-child in that time to minister to her. And yet he's out to destroy the woman, the church, in that time. How many know that's Bible? All right, chapter 8, verse 44. Listen to what Jesus said here. He said to these religious people, you are of your father, the devil. I believe they still say that to many today, don't you? And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Because, notice, when he speaketh, it means the lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar, he's the father of it. Or as one translation says, when he speaks his native language. But everything that he speaks, he is a liar. Jesus said there's no truth in him. So we know anything coming out of the mouth of Satan is a flood of lies. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, now turn to 1 Kings 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. How many believe we need some more discernment? Do you believe that? We need not only discernment, we need the gift of discerning of spirits, don't we? We need that supernatural insight into the realm of spirits, good and bad. Praise the Lord. Sometimes Brother Jack sees that angel walk in here. Most of us never seen. But how many know when you're moving in that gift, amen, you see that one that would walk in their midst and minister to people. We need discerning of spirits, brethren, in this hour. Isn't that right? 1 Kings chapter 22. Notice what it says here. In verse 19, I won't go on the whole chapter. There's so much in here, but I'll tell you this much. Ahab didn't like this prophet. He said he hated him because he never prophesied anything good to him. Well, how many know if you live evil, you're not going to get anything good prophesied to you in most cases? Amen? And he was one of the most wicked kings there were. But in verse 19 it says, and he said, hear thou therefore, this is the prophet, the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord. Well, how many know many people say that?
Amen.
But there's no change. But here was the prophet. He said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on the left hand. That'd be a beautiful sight, wouldn't it? Verse 20, and the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? Hallelujah. And he said on this manner and another on that manner. And there came forth a spirit. This is a demon. Or a spirit, or whatever kind of spirit you want to call it. He's a spirit to me, a demon. There came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord. I want you to notice that. And said, I will. How many know demons have wills? I will persuade him. But how many know that God is the one that's allowing this to happen?
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They can only do what God tells them or lets them do. Praise the Lord. And notice it says here in verse 22, the Lord said to him, wherewith he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. This prophet knew the spirit, the kind of spirit that was coming into these prophets. And it was a lying spirit. How many believe there's lying spirits in the world today?
Yes.
How many believe they're operating today in the church too?
Yes.
As well as in America and in the world. He said, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail, go forth and do so. Now therefore, verse 23, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. Well, how many know man wasn't going to reverse that? A lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. Hallelujah. I believe, brethren, we're in an hour of great deception and seducement. We must walk in the Spirit. We are not to know each other just by the flesh. We're to know each other in the Spirit. Amen? And we're to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. How many know there's not a one in this room tonight that can't be seduced if we just, you know, don't live for God right and walk in the Spirit as we should? Amen? That deception will come into any of us. None of us have it made. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have it made. I don't care if you walked in this thing 40 years or 20 years or 2 years or 6 months. We must walk continually and daily in the Spirit with our God. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to another scripture. Turn to Psalm 74. Psalm 74. Praise you, Lord. Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm Psalm 74. Now look at verse 1. David's crying out to God, and he's asking God why. You ever do that? Well, look in verse 1. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why, God, is the smoke, the anger of your smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Notice the sheep. This is God's people. Verse 2. Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion. Do you hear that? Wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations or the ruins, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly. Where, brethren? Sanctuary. How many know we're the sanctuary today? We're the tabernacle. We're the temple of God. And yet right here, the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary. Can I tell you, brethren, he's done wickedness in us. And now most of us are trying to get cleaned up. Hallelujah. Next verse. Thine enemies roar. There's the mouth of the enemy. Thine enemies roar. You talking about boldness? They have it. And as long as we allow them, they will roar. But how many know we have the power in Jesus' name to stop the roar in our life? And we're walking with God in His name. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. Still doing it. Still doing it. 1987. Hallelujah. How many know that our cities have got more churches and Carter's got liver pills? But can I tell you something, brethren? The enemy is roaring today throughout the earth. In the congregations of the Lord and even in the individual's life. Notice, they set up their end signs for signs. But where's our signs? He said, in my name you'll cast out devils, didn't he? You'll speak with tongues and lay hands on the sick. About the only signs we have is to the bathroom and the exit sign in most churches. But God said, if you're a believer, these signs will follow you. Well, my preacher don't believe it. Well, get in the church where they believe it. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 5. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. How many believe the devil's got a chainsaw? He'd like to cut us down, wouldn't he? Thick trees. Verse 6. But now they break down the carved work. There at once, with axes and hammers, they have cast fire. Here's that false anointing. Here's that false fire, that strange fire. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. Hallelujah. We need the real fire, don't we? How many know when the true fire falls, you always have the false that follows? Did you know that? I'm going to show it to you. Turn to Leviticus 29. Leviticus 9. Leviticus 9. Leviticus chapter 9. How many know Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You remember that? Which meant he went first and he permitted the enemy to come behind. It actually means follow behind. Chapter 9 of Leviticus, verse 24. Well, verse 23, it says here, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed the altar, the burnt offerings, the fat. Boy, that'd be something, wouldn't it? Consume our fat. Hallelujah. Which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Hallelujah. Amen. That'd cause anybody to shout. Look at that. All right. Chapter 10, verse 1. Look at chapter 10. Now, here comes the false behind the true fire. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them censers and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered what? Strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. So when we begin to move in strange fire, false anointing, we begin to do things that God has not commanded us. What was verse? Notice the results. And there went a fire out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And if you'll notice in verse 3, the father, Aaron, held his peace. So it's dangerous
to get in false fire, false anointing. Amen? Because it brings death. Now, go back to chapter 74 of Psalms. It says in verse 7, they have cast fire into thy sanctuary. Where? Who are we talking about? We're talking about the enemy. The enemy that's roaring in the midst of God's people. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. So there's defilement there. They have said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. How many know the enemy would like to do that? They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. Burned them up. There's that false fire. Next verse, verse 9. Listen to what the prophet says. We see not our signs. Many churches could write that over the door. We see not our signs. God help us. Individuals could say that. We don't, as an individual, we don't see our signs. There is no more any prophet. Well, how many know some churches don't want any prophets? They don't want any apostles. They don't want any teachers and true evangelists and true shepherds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And yet it says here, there is no prophet. How many know that a man who and a woman who walks in the prophetic realm can come into a place and discern that false fire if they're walking with God?
Yes.
Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. Neither is there any among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? You know, I believe there's people saying that today to God. How long, God, is this thing going to go on? But can I tell you, God's going to bring an end to some of it pretty quick. I said, God's going to bring an end to some of it pretty quick. Notice, listen to what it says. Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest God thou thy hand, even thy right hand? How many know God's got a right hand ministry coming forth? We know on the right hand today the Lord is there, and yet He's got a right hand ministry. Pluck it out of thy bosom. Pluck it out of thy bosom. I want to tell you, brethren, when God brings these sons forth, and when God raises these sons up in the fullness, how many believe that this stuff right here is going to stop? Are you hearing me? The Benjamin Company that God is raising up, the son of the right hand. Hallelujah. Jesus came out of the bosom of the Father, didn't He? And He's raising these sons up. And He said, how long? Well, I can tell you, when these sons come forth, the overcomers, it will stop. Because God is beginning to bring judgment in the house of God. But how many know it's going to increase? I said it's going to increase. Many of the ministers have been in the fire, brother, I want to tell you, the last several years. How many know we better hold them up? Because the people of God are going into fire too. Amen? We need to pray for them. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now turn to the Song of Solomon. We need to hold each other up in the Lord. Thank you, God. Chapter 8. Oh, I love this scripture here. I don't care how much the devil roars, how high his flood ascends. How many know God's got a people that's going to stand? Listen to what it says. First of all, look in verse 5. I'm not going to go on to all of this. There's a lot here. It says in chapter 8, verse 5, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? How many know it says that over in another chapter here in the same book? Who is this that's coming up from the wilderness? Let me say it this way. As I said the other day, there's a people coming out on their way out, and yet there's a people on their way in. I certainly want to be one coming out. How about you? Leaning upon her beloved.
Oh, hallelujah.
I raise thee up.
Hallelujah.
I raise thee up under the apple tree. Let's go back to chapter 2 just a minute. Chapter 2, verse 3. Oh, there's so much here. But in chapter 2, verse 3, as the apple tree is among the trees of the wood. How many know it's Christ in us, the hope of glory? As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved. Look at this. Among the sons. How many know John saw that in Revelation chapter 1? I sat down under his shadow with great delight. Oh, hallelujah. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. Notice, he said, I sat down under his shadow. How many know that's submission? How many know that those that go down, he's raising up, brethren? And notice it says his fruit, his fruit. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Now, go back to chapter 8. This one's coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. Oh, what a message there is in that. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. Verse 6 now. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which has a most vehement flame. Verse 7. Many waters. Here's the flood. Here's the tribulation. Many waters cannot quench love. Did you hear that? The floods of the enemy cannot quench the love of God if it's truly in you and me. Neither can the floods drown it. I can tell you, if you're walking in the love of God, you'll not go under, you'll go over it. Can you say amen? If a man would give all his substance and so forth. So we can see that the waters speak of course, that can be of many things, but I'm looking at what we read tonight. Coming out of the mouth of the dragon, be tribulation, be trials, be heartaches of different kinds, but if you got the love of God, you're going to stand. Praise the Lord. Turn to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 7. And look in verse 23. And we believe God's dealing with our iniquities. We're not going to go into the Holy of Holies with iniquity, are we, brethren? No. That's why many have died at the golden altar of incense. They tried to take it in and God stopped them. In verse 23, Jesus said, Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, all you that work iniquity. They're workers of iniquity. And let me tell you what the Bible said in Psalms 5:5. It says, God hates the workers of iniquity. Do you ever read that? It's in Psalms 5:5. In fact, turn just a minute to chapter 13. There's another scripture here coming if I can find it. Look over in chapter 13 of Matthew here. Matthew 13. Look at verse 41. It says, The Son of Man shall send forth His messengers, His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, number one, and them which do what? Iniquity or work lawlessness. He's going to purge them out, isn't He? Amen? Okay, back now in chapter 7. Now, verse 24, Jesus said, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. He's a wise virgin, which built his house upon a rock, and we know the rock is Christ. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. Now, He never said, just because you're a Christian and you're on the rock, that you wouldn't have floods, did He? He said the rain would come, the storms would come. Hallelujah, and would beat upon that house. And it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. But in verse 26, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. So here's one that's hearing, but he's not a doer. Shall be likened to a foolish man. He's really a blockhead, isn't it? What it means. Which built his house upon the sand. And what happened? The rain came, the floods came, the winds came. You know, either way you go, how many of the floods are going to come? Whether you're on the rock or whether you're on the sand, the floods are coming. But one stood because he was on the rock. Hallelujah. And the first great tidal wave that came in, that one that was on the sand, it knocked the thing down and probably took it out to sea. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to be founded and grounded on the rock tonight. Amen? You can't build sand castles in this hour, can you? You can't live carnally, brother, because that flood will knock you down and throw you out to sea. It'll destroy you. We can't do that. Amen. Psalms 32. Psalms 32. Oh, Lord. God wants to warn the church. And that's us. Psalms 32. Psalms 32, verse 6. Psalms 32, verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray. I believe the godly are praying tonight. That's God's elect. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee. Notice, in a time when thou mayest be found, praise God. How many know we need to recognize the visitations of God? You know why we miss God's visitation? He never comes the way you think He's going to come. Amen. And usually in the hour that we don't even expect him. And we missed that visitation. Those disciples never expected Jesus to walk out there on that water right before 6 o'clock in the morning, did they? In fact, they thought he was a spirit. They thought it was a demon. And yet it was the Lord that they'd walked with for a lengthy time. So he never comes the way we think he's coming. But here it says, the godly is going to pray in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. You know why? Look at verse 7. Because David said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of what?
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Hallelujah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. But if you're like the horse and mule, you're not going to make it in. You're going to get run over. That's rebellion, isn't it? That's lawlessness. I want to tell you, brethren, God has a hiding place tonight. How many know that's the Holy of Holies? And that's in Him. That's in Him. Praise the Lord. Turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. In Mark 4, Jesus had been speaking of parables, especially in verse 33. He says here in Mark 4, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them, notice, as they were able to hear it. I mean, sometimes we're not able to hear too much. But as we grow in God, we're able to hear. I mean, we all need sharp hearing in this hour. We don't need to be dull of hearing like the Hebrews. Verse 34, listen to what it says. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they, the disciples, were alone, he did something. He explained, he expounded all things to who? Now notice that. Not to the spectators, not just to the believers, but to the disciples. Those that were learners, those that were under God's discipline. How many believe the disciples are hearing a word from God in this hour? Those that are disciplined, brethren. Hallelujah. We need to be disciplined, don't we? And it says here in verse 35, look at this. And the same day, the very day he explained some of the parables, expounded to the disciples, the same day when the evening was come. How many believe we've come to evening? He said to them, let us do something. Let us pass over to the other side. I believe it's saying that to us. You know that? But how many know if you're going to go to the other side? Now, this was in the natural from one geographic place to another. But if you're going to go to the other side, how many believe you're going to have a little warfare? Big warfare, I guess. You're going to have a war. There's going to come some floods after you. Because in verse 37, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves began to beat the old ship. Now, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. He meant what he said. And I believe he's telling us today, in the midst of the parables coming to us, the truth coming to us, hallelujah, we've come to evening time. I believe he's telling us, brethren, there's a people that's going to pass over to the other side first. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, to get there, there's coming a storm. How many know some of us are in the storm? And if you're not in the storm, just wait around the corner a little bit. You'll be in it. Amen? And, of course, the wind and the waves began to come, and Jesus was resting and sleeping. But how many know in verse 39, he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the storm. God does not want us to be a passive Christian in this hour. We have to get in the forefront of the battle. Come on, say amen. And I'm going to tell you, God takes you into the wilderness to get you, to train you and teach you warfare, to do battle. Hallelujah. But how many know that's where he reveals himself to you? In the wilderness. And so right here, he's rebuking the wind. Just as you and I have to rebuke the wind. And we know the enemy was behind it. But look in chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over to the other side. Hallelujah. I believe, brethren, there's a people hidden towards the other side. But out of the mouth of the dragon, he wants to send those floods to stop us, to hinder us. Amen? And you know what? They will if we allow it. But if we know our authority and rise up in God, praise God, I believe we can defeat every devil, every demon. That's a sign to us. We can break every power in the name of Jesus. if we live close to our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Who's got an amplified translation here? Anybody? Let me borrow it just a minute. Turn to John 14. I'll give you a couple more scriptures probably and we'll be through here. Said that last night, didn't I? Hallelujah. I'm in it tonight, Bill. John 14. Hallelujah. I didn't think I was going to have to preach tonight. I thought of all these other preachers here that she's one of them. Praise the Lord, but I'm privileged to get to do it. John 14:30. Listen to what Jesus said. Now listen to what Jesus said in John 14:30 Amplified. I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, the evil genius, the ruler of the world is coming. I mean, Satan is the god of this world, the Bible says. And he, number one, he has no claim on me. Now, if you don't get your baggage at the airport, you're supposed to have a claim check to say that belongs to me. And yet, Jesus said, Satan is coming, but he has no claim on me. There's no baggage in me where he can claim. Number two, he has nothing in common with me. I mean, no, there's nothing in common with Satan if we're walking with God. Number three, it says, there is nothing in me that belongs to him. Now, if we have fear in our life, how many know that that belongs to him?
Right.
Or jealousy, anger, whatever it may be. That's why we need the ministry of deliverance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because there's something in me that's like him, and he's going to come for his baggage, isn't he?
Right. Yeah.
And lastly, listen to what it says. Number four, he has no power over me. That's what Jesus said. How many know he wants us to come to that place? That there's nothing in us that's like him. And when we can come to that place in God, not in ourselves, now in God, how many know the Bible tells us and shows us here where Jesus said he has no power over me. And if we come to that place, we can say the same thing. There's nothing in me like him. He cannot get anything that's in me because there's nothing in me like him. And but the only way he's got power over us is because those things in us are like him. Amen. Now turn to 1 John chapter 5, last scripture I'm going to give you here. 1 John 5, I think I read this the other night, but that's all right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 17 or 18 here. And I know there's a lot in this verse about being born, and I know being born again is progressive, past, present, future.
Amen.
And, you know, the man-child, the Bible says, is to be ready to be born there in Revelation 12. And I believe God's bringing a progressive salvation to the man-child first, don't you? Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, and body. Verse 18 now. Look at 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is what? Born of God, and God's a spirit, sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. So we have something we must do. We must not be a passive Christian. We must guard ourselves. We must have the armor on. We must know how to use the armor. And that wicked one, which is the devil, touches him not. You're not dealing with a baby Christian here. No way. You're dealing with those who are growing up in God, who are walking in the Spirit, who have the armor on, and they guard themselves. And as we grow in God, I want to tell you something. We must quit sinning, and we will, if we're truly walking in God. So the floods are coming, brethren. I said the floods are coming. And many of our lives are already here. So let's just dig deeper on that rock. Hallelujah. And let's stand. Praise the Lord. How many has ever felt? I didn't say stand up. I said, let's just stand. I'm in the Lord. It's all right. Hallelujah. Having done all the stand, stand. Praise the Lord. But I believe the Lord wants us to check our hearts tonight. Ask ourselves, am I a passive Christian? Am I truly putting on the armor? Do I truly have power over the enemy? Or is there baggage in me that he's coming for and claiming? And if so, we better get rid of those things. Amen? You better discard his baggage. Take on the nature of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we can stand. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray tonight for your people again here in this meeting. And Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would minister life to each one here tonight. And we pray, Lord, in those areas where, Lord, we don't see properly and correctly yet, that God, you'd open the vision wider. That, Lord, you would give us, O God, wisdom and discernment in this hour. That we may, Lord, not be swallowed up by the flood of the enemy. But that, Lord, we may rebuke the floods of the enemy. Hallelujah. And see them vanish and move out, Lord. Lord God, I stand tonight in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Father, that you would forgive us for allowing the floods to consume us in certain areas of our lives. Father, where we've all ran and been consumed in certain areas. Father, I pray again that you, again, would cause us not to be a passive Christian, but to rise up in the Spirit and in faith, using your word and your name, Lord. Father, I thank you for these ministries that are here tonight, like Brother Jack and Sister Blanche and Brother Frank and Brother Pittman and the others, Lord, here, the Moody's and Bill and Lyndon, and Lord, Brother and Sister Miller, God, who stand for righteousness, who stand for truth. And God, I thank you for your people here tonight. Oh, God. Father, visit them, I pray. Minister to your people. Father, I pray that you would show them areas in their own life. Those areas, Lord, where we're slothful. Where, Lord, we're not, where we're lax. Where we're not walking and communing with thee as we should, Lord. That, God, we may rise up above those hidden secrets and those hidden things in our life. And that we may be delivered and set free, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands and praise Him, brother. Karaba sandara ba katabahaya. Koraba sandara ba kitarabasaya. Hayalabo sandara ba katarabosia. Hayalabo sandale bo koraba sandare bikia. Oh, Father, cleanse us, Lord God. Cleanse us, O God. Wash us, Lord. Strengthen us, O God, by the power of the Holy Ghost and by your word, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Raise up deliverers, Lord. Raise up these saviors. Raise up these men and women that's coming up on Mount Zion, Lord. Hallelujah. That will deliver your people and creation, God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.